Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat and I'm here for you. I am here for you, hopefully to cheer you up and help you find those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And from what I'm hearing, seems to be working with some of you. You're actually digging deep inside and finding what's making you happy and bringing you joy. And that's my goal here, is to help you find your joy, not to try to copy mine. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found it. Please share it. Get it out there. Get the positivity going so we can make this world a better place one person at a time. And we're up to, I'd like to get to 1 million people by the end of the year. Be fantastic, but that doesn't matter. What matters is you're listening to the show and you're getting positive, right? What else? Oh, the positive perspective. My book, my first book, is doing very well, available on Amazon. Or you could skip big tech altogether, go directly to my website, bepositivepodcast.com, and pop-up will come up, and you can get a copy directly from me, and you can also get your personalized copy there, too. And when you get a personalized copy, I throw in some extra goodies for you, stickers, magnets, all kinds of good stuff. I appreciate that. Don't forget about the text line. Someone told me recently that I say it way too fast, and I am a fast talker. Sometimes I get so excited, and I don't realize that you couldn't hear the text line. So the text number is 304-506-3332. That number again is 304-506-3332. That's how you can get a hold of me. Talk to me. Send me a picture of what's going on. Send me something positive. Or if you got something you want me to talk about, you want to discuss something, and it's just something comes across your mind and you say, you know what? What would Nat think about this? And send it to me. I'll talk to you. I answer, man. People are like, wow, I don't believe you answered. But what would be the point of having a text line if you don't answer it, right? I also have to thank Podomatic, P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C, podomatic.com. They are the people who have kept this podcast on the air, and they promote it to every place you can put it. Every place you can play a podcast, you search for me, I'm there. And that's thanks to Podomatic. And if you want to start your own podcast, you can do it for free right there at podomatic.com. You'll notice some, if you've listened to the show, you've heard some podcasts where it sounds like I'm driving. That's because I am. You can do it right from your phone, anywhere. You get inspired, create a podcast. Boom, you can do it. It's fun. One more thing. I want to let you know that if you've got something that's longer than a text and you want to tell me something, you can go to the website, bepositivepodcast.com/yourstory, and I'll talk about it, and I'll give you a shout-out on the air. Just like Troy, listening in Carnation, Washington. Hey, Troy, stay positive. You're going to get through it, man. Also, Mercedes. And I love the way she spells it. M-E-R-C-E-D-E-Z. So cool. Listen on Google Play in Texas. And you know what? She wrote something to me, and I think I want to read it to you now. She says, thank you so much for creating this podcast. Well, you're welcome, Mercedes. This is one of the best things that's ever happened to me in a while. I've been in such an emotional rut and haven't been able to get myself out of it no matter how hard I tried, but I decided to try to make the first step by quitting cigarettes and coffee and replacing it with something positive, and I chose this podcast as my replacement. Well, I'm honored. That's cool. I'm glad it's helping. But what started as just an addiction distraction has actually helped me change the way I think and how I treat myself and people around me. And I think for a little over a year now, I was stuck thinking negative thoughts all the time because it was easier getting through life that way because I didn't get my hopes up for anything. Therefore, never got disappointed when things didn't go according to plan. But now I'm learning to just be happy and thankful about where I am now and put energy into trying to make things better instead of settling for how things are now. So thank you so much. I look forward to finishing all your episodes. Also, I'm listening on Pandora. Sincerely, Mercedes, single mom from Texas. Well, Mercedes, thank you for that awesome email. And I'm glad that it's kind of neat that you're using this positivity as a substitute for cigarettes and coffee. Who would have known? Who knew, right? So that's cool. Thanks. I appreciate that. And you can change your life by changing the way you think. Your life is not a product of the outside world. And if you let it become a product of the outside world, then you can get depressed and you're not running your life. You're letting someone else take control of your life. I don't let anyone, I don't blame anyone for my sadness, and I don't let anyone take credit for my happiness. It's all mine. All my feelings are my feelings. So if I'm offended, I'm not offended at somebody else. I am offended. If I'm upset, someone didn't upset me. I chose to be upset. If I'm angry, someone didn't make me angry. I chose to let them get me angry. And when you do that, you're giving someone else all your power. You're losing all your power. You're losing your control of your mind and your body, and you are not creating your life. You're letting life happen, and you're letting the circumstances outside yourself, your being, dictate your feelings. So this show is going to be, it comes from a text that I got from somebody that kind of, it kind of disturbed me a little bit. It kind of left me hanging, and I tried to respond, and the person didn't respond back. But the whole gist of the conversation is this person broke up with his girlfriend, and it's been a couple years, can't get over, and his whole life is miserable, and everything is terrible, and he's not happy, and nothing makes him happy. And he said there is nothing positive about his life. So I asked, I said, write down one thing that brings you joy. And that's where the conversation stopped. But I started thinking about this, and it's been rolling around in my brain. How do you get to a point to where you can't see anything positive in your life? Now, I know some of you listen to the show are probably saying, yeah, that's me. That's me. I got nothing positive. My life sucks. My job sucks. My relationships, I have no relationship. Everybody in my life has died. I lost my dog. I can't keep plants alive. Whatever it is that is eating at you, and you're focusing on all that, and you sometimes say, well, there is nothing positive. I have nothing positive. I don't have anything to be grateful for in my life. My life is terrible. Maybe I got a disease. Maybe I'm dying. Maybe I'm out of work. Whatever it is, whatever the thing is, or the things, because it's sometimes a multitude of things that brings you down into this state to where you can't find anything positive. And when someone asks you, it can't be all that bad. People say it can't be all that bad. Just suck it up and cheer up and put a smile on your face. And someone comes on a talk show and says, just be positive, right? And that can probably freaking annoy you because you can't find any positive. Now, if you're listening to this right now and you're saying, that's me. It's me. I got nothing positive. Everything sucks. I'm trying to get some positive from this guy. And all he's saying is just be positive, stay positive. Thoughts become things. But all my thoughts are negative. Everything that I'm thinking about is negative and I can't change it. There's nothing to be grateful for. There's nothing to be happy about. So I can't find anything positive. Well, if you're at that point in your mind, well, you can't even find one thing that brings you joy in your life, then you have to realize that the wall that you have built around your emotions has gotten so high that you can't even leap up and look down to the other side of it. You can't see what brings you joy. You've lost all hope. And you've given up on being positive because you've been kicked around. You've been kicked in the teeth. Your life has fallen apart. And I get it. It happens. Sometimes you hit rock bottom. Sometimes you go below rock bottom, you know. And I've talked about before, I've talked to people who have nothing. Maybe they're homeless and they're broken out of work. And they're happier than people that are filthy rich. So it's about your perspective. But when you're to a point to where nothing, you think nothing is positive in your life, what do you do? If you can't even sit down and write down one thing that brings you joy, what do you do? And ever since I had this conversation, it's been bugging me because I'm trying to figure out what I would do if I didn't have something to be happy about. So I came up with this. If you're feeling that way, I want you to start to reflect on your life and go backwards, back in time from where you are now. So I want you to sit in a quiet room, sit in a comfortable chair, turn off your phone, turn off the TV, turn off the radio, maybe just get in a quiet place, put on some soothing music maybe, actually, or not, whatever works for you, whatever works for you to get you in a relaxed state of mind. And I want you to think back to the last thing in your life that was negative. Maybe you lost your job. All right. Then I want you to go back before that, the thing before that, before the last thing, and think of what did that. Maybe you broke up with your girlfriend and you never got over it. Why? Why are you dwelling on the person that's not in your life? Okay, so that's not doing it. So I want you to keep going back and reviewing all these things that are in your mind anyway that are keeping you negative and keeping you down. So it's not going to hurt you to relive them because you're obviously doing that anyway. So keep going back and keep trying to find in that past of your life, even if you have to go back to your childhood, find the moment, the last time you felt really happy. Find the last thing in your memory that brought you joy. What was it? And then I want you to step forward one step. What happened after that? What stopped you from smiling? What stopped you from being grateful for waking up? For being grateful, if you go back to a kid, for being grateful that you have toys to play with. Or even a toy to play with. Maybe you had to make your own toy. But be grateful you had the imagination to do it. Or the fact that you start thinking about all the things that you want that you never got. What about all the things that you have that you never asked for and take for granted? Like walking. Like breathing. Like seeing. Like being able to wave goodbye to somebody, being able to hug someone, to be able to talk, to be able to wake up and have a choice. Because if you wake up first thing in the morning and you grab your phone and you go to your Facebook and you go to all the social media and you click on the news and you see all the bad and you fill in your mind, your freshly awoken, rested mind with negative bullshit, you're going to have a negative bullshit day. And you're going to focus on that stuff. And you know what? I could say this because I've done that. I've gone down rabbit holes. I've gotten depressed. I've gotten upset about what's going on in the world to the point to where it's taken away from my family time. So I get it. So when you're going back and you find that joy, move forward and try to find what took your joy away, what you let take your joy away. I had to rephrase that because nothing can take your happiness away. Nothing can take your positivity. Nothing can take your joy. You can give it away. You can give away your happiness to a sad day. You can give away your joy to sadness. You can give away your love to hate. But remember that it's all you. You are controlling your thoughts. So if you're saying to me, and I'm still talking, you know, still dwelling on this conversation I had, a very brief conversation that really stuck with me, because the feedback I get from the show mostly is people have issues that they're dealing with. They can't find happiness. And eventually most of you that listen to the show find a way to find the happiness or get on a different track to a better life because of the way you're looking at it. But occasionally I don't get through to somebody or somebody doesn't get it. And that's what messes with me there. I'm trying to figure out how to help the people that don't understand that they are really in control of their thoughts and their lives. And when they say, no, I'm like this way because of, and the next words are an outside source, because of this person, because of this situation, because of the past, because of things that have happened outside of their emotion, outside of their mind, outside of their body. And they're blaming that, their life on that. Now, you lose someone that you love. Hey, we've all done it. It's happened to everybody. Or at least most people have lost someone that they love and they think their life is over. Hell, I've been there. But guess what? You come out of it. Because you move on. Because once you realize that your life has changed, if you keep holding on to it, Just like if someone dies and you don't let go, you're like, no, I can't go on without this person. I can't go on. And then, you know, your life changes for the worse because you can't let go and move on. Remember, this is just a physical manifestation of our consciousness. We are all energy. We don't get it now. I mean, I can't say that I get it. I kind of understand it and I feel it, but I can't give you facts. All I can do is be an example and show you how happy I am because of the way I think and the thoughts that are in my mind and the projections of attitudes that I have, the way I am. And I choose to be happy every day. Of course, I have my shit days and, you know, I have an attitude sometimes. Apparently, I have an attitude sometimes. That's what I've heard. But who doesn't? Who doesn't, man? But you got to come out of it. And if you're thinking to get back again to the text, you know, the name of the show is probably should be "There is nothing positive about my life." Well, the last word of that, last two words of that sentence are "my life." And if there's nothing positive about your life, it's because you are making it negative because of your thoughts, because you're not trying to find the joy in life, to find, to do something that makes you happy, to let go of the past. Because once you start letting go of the past, you start creating your future. But when you're living in the past, your brain is just firing on all the old same stuff, and all the same neurons are firing, and all the same memories, and you're reliving it, and reliving it, and reliving it, and reliving it. And it's even boring to say. I can't imagine what your life would be like just living in the past, because there's obviously there's no future, because you're constantly feeding your subconscious mind with thoughts of the past. So that's what you're going to get. You're going to get more of that. And you, you see it. And you know what? A lot of times people that are living that way see it. That's what blows my mind. They understand that they are creating it, but they can't stop. Because it's uncomfortable when you make these decisions, when you actually stop and say, you know what? I'm not going to have that drink tonight. You know what? I'm not going to do that drug tonight. You know what? I'm not going to treat that person like shit tonight. You know what? I'm not going to say negative stuff about myself and put myself down today and degrade myself. Because when you do that, you're putting the thoughts in your subconscious, and your subconscious doesn't know whether it's real or not. So it says, okay, I must be an asshole. I must be miserable. I must be unhappy. The world is out to get me. And you're placing blame outside. And until you actually accept the fact that your life is because of your thoughts, your life is what it is because of your thoughts, because of your perception of it. Something broke your heart. Okay. I get it. You get it. Do you like living like that? Do you like living angry? Do you like living sad? Do you like not being positive? Do you not like not having anything that puts a smile on your face in your life? Do you like that? And some people might say, well, it's comfortable. I like it. I hate it, but I can't change it. And when you say you can't change it, you've just said you can't. But if you, like Mercedes, when you decide to change, you make a physical, mental, emotional commitment to your change, to your outcome, to your goal. You want to be a happier person? Do happier shit, man. Don't be miserable. Don't be sitting there getting drunk every night and being depressed or not speaking to people or not trusting people. You have to do something different, because until you change your personality, which is who you are, your personal reality is not going to change. It's going to stay the same. And the hardest part about changing and becoming the person that you imagine you could be, or wish you could be, or actually fantasize about being, maybe you are dreaming of being a happy person and you don't know how to get there, but the way to do it is uncomfortable, because you're going against your habits. You're going against what your body and your mind is used to. I don't care what it is. Everything in your life, if you're over 20 years old, 25 years old, is a habit. It's a learned experience from repetition. And in order to change it, you have to change the repetition. You're overweight. Well, you're not going to lose weight just by thinking, oh, I'm going to lose weight. As much as I wish it worked, I'm proof that it doesn't. You have to actually exercise and put in the effort. And it's uncomfortable. And it's painful. That's a physical representation of it. But emotionally, if you want to make changes in your life, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. It's going to suck. It's going to suck. And your mind is going to mess with you and want you to go back. And it's going to make it easy for you to make an excuse. Oh, I'll just do it tonight. Oh, I'll quit tomorrow. Oh, I'll exercise to, I'll get them. I'll do it later. And your mind will make an excuse for itself so it doesn't have to feel uncomfortable because it likes the pattern. It likes the habit. It likes, even if it's misery, it knows what to expect. So there's no an uncertainty. And sometimes that's created when you have a super bad breakup because you maybe you didn't know, but you were in love with the person and you split, you broke up and you were devastated. So now you don't trust anybody. You don't trust your own feelings because you thought everything was be fine. Or maybe you had that great job and it's like, oh, I'm set for life. And then they fire you and you're like, what the hell? But this kind of stuff happens, but you have to get past that and not let it be who you are. Not let it rule your thoughts. And that's the hard part. Because you want to dwell on it. You want to think about it. You want to try to understand it. You want to, it's human nature. It's when you stop and you become aware that you're doing it. You go, no, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to get drunk every weekend. I'm not going to eat all this food. I'm not going to be this irresponsible. I'm not going to treat this person the way I've been treating this person. I'm not going to go out in the world with a smug look on my face and not treat people with respect because of what happened in my life. And you have to make an effort and it's going to be difficult. I'm telling you, it's going to suck. But when you get past it, just like every habit, and I'll use working out as an analogy because it's easy for you to understand it. But if you're out of shape and you pick up you go to the gym the first day, oh, boy, does it suck, right? But if you stick with it, and you try to keep, not try, you go and stick with your plan and you lose the weight. That down the road, when you look at yourself, you're like, I did it. I'm sure there's something in your life right now that at one point in time sucked, but you got better at it. And now you're good at it because you continued to push through it. Maybe because you had to. Maybe because you wanted to. But when you've accomplished something and gotten through something that sucked in your life and now it's making you stronger, then there's something to build on. That's positivity. And when you say there's nothing positive about your life, there is. You know why? It's your life. You got to wake up. And I swear, every day when I wake up, I got a smirk, sometimes a big smile. It's like, you sit up, no matter, even if you're achy or whatever, you had a bad dream, maybe you didn't sleep well, but you got to wake up again and experience this physical thing called life, this thing called human. And to me, I've separated myself from this meat suit. I haven't said that for a while, have I? I've separated myself from this meat suit, and now I'm in control of the suit and the mind and the consciousness that is running it. You know, and it might seem weird to say that. I gotta say, I'm not 100% in control. I'm about 60 to 75%. Let's be realistic here. I'm no guru, man. But I'm just like you, man. But I've gotten through some things and I'm going through some things. And when I stick to my guns and follow through, you know, the urge, the habit, the spur of the moment decision to do something that you're going to regret later, down the road, the next day, or even a few hours later, you're like, ooh, I did it. I got through it. And it's all inspiring because when you really think about it, it's a hard accomplishment to argue with yourself and win and to break that chain, that habit, to break that negativity, to break that thing that you've been wanting to change. So when you do that, you should pat yourself on the back. Of course, you know, you don't have to physically do it because it's kind of weird, but no, but be grateful that you found the strength to follow through with something. And I say to you, if you don't think there's anything positive in your life, find that negative thing that you can change and make it the positive thing. Whether it's your weight, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's a habit, change something that is negative in your life to make it the positive. Just do it. Don't make any excuses. Don't say I can't. Don't say it's not that easy, because if you're a smoker, don't pick up another cigarette. It's going to suck. It's going to be hard. You're going to go through fits, but your mind can control. You can get through it. You can. Without it, once you accept the fact that if you fail, it's okay. But if you fail, it's you making an excuse to fail because you gave into your habit mind, your subconscious mind. So once you get control of that, you get control of you, and you get control of your life, and you create that positive life we're all shooting for. All right. Well, that went away a lot longer than I planned on it, but I had a lot to say. And, the texter who texted that in, the topic, you know who you are. I'd like to talk to you some more and see if anything of this made sense to you. I don't know who you are, don't know your name, don't even know where you are, but that's okay. That's what text line is for, right? It's just a random number. Okay, that's it. That's the show. Don't forget about the book, The Positive Perspective. And I want to say thank you to someone who just sent me an email, and I will mention their name if they would like later, who is going to purchase approximately 75 books to give to people that he knows that are sharing in positivity. And that, my mind is blown. I am so grateful for that. I just got the email today. I wasn't going to say anything, but it just came out, so I guess I'm going to say something. But thank you very much for that. And you might be hearing more about that. He may be a sponsor of the show and doesn't even realize it because he's helping out so much. But anyway, we'll talk more about that in the future. Don't forget about Podomatic.com to start your own podcast. You can grab some merchandise on my website. I haven't talked about it very much, and because of that, I haven't sold very much. The merch is on the website, BePositivePodcast.com, and you can always get a hold of me through the text line, 304-506-3332. All right. I appreciate you, and you should appreciate you as well. Let's stay positive. Let's stay happy. Let's think positive thoughts today and have an incredible life that we all so deserve. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.